Members of the new Palestinian Unity government travelling from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip have entered the besieged territory to hold their first cabinet session since its establishment last June. The meeting is set for late Thursday and will focus on rebuilding Gaza's infrastructure, which was destroyed during Israel's recent 50-day onslaught. The ministers will also discuss compensation for the countless Gaza families who suffered losses of life, health and property in the war. Rival Palestinian factions, Hamas and Fatah, set up a unity government in June after 7 years of hostility between the two sides. Most of the members of the joint Hamas-Fatah government are from the West Bank, while a smaller percentage is from the Gaza Strip. Let's go to Gaza itself and talk to Press TV's Hisham Mohanna, correspondent there. Hisham, over to you. Tell us more about this session of the government being held there. And of course, earlier at the Erez border crossing, we had the Palestinian Prime Minister, the new Palestinian Prime Minister, giving a press conference there.
The Prime Minister arrived less than 15 minutes to the Gaza Strip territories via the Erez checkpoint from the West Bank, and he crossed through the Israeli controlled areas. He left the borders, heading now to Beit Hanun destroyed area to check out the situation there, speak to the families who lost their entire homes in the latest Israeli deadly war, and afterwards he's going to move to Al-Shaja'iyya neighborhood as well, the one, the very neighborhood which had very, very deadly nights over there, and then he's moving to his residential place from where he's going to start the meetings along with all the ministers of the National Unity Government, which was formed earlier this year. This is considered to be the second most important event after the announcement of the ceasefire, of the latest deadly fire. This meeting is very important to the Palestinian community, especially in the Gaza Strip, in terms that after this meeting for this government in Gaza Strip, all the things will be fixed and determined for the next stage, considering the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip, considering the ease of the shifting through the borders for the travelers and the passengers, as well as for letting inside the humanitarian aid needed and required for the reconstruction of Gaza Strip. He spoke from this spot to the media and announced on his program and the program as well for his government for the next stage and the main features and targets they are trying to pursue in order to help the people of Gaza Strip to overcome the devastation they have seen in the latest deadly war in Gaza Strip by Israel.
All right, Press TV's Hisham Mohanna, correspondent reporting from Gaza. Thanks, Hisham.